Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you to the Gin and Juice podcast sponsors, which you'll hear a little bit more about in the episode. But before we get started, let's go ahead and hear about HelloFresh.
Hungry for variety? HelloFresh keeps your taste buds on their toes with 40 recipes and over 100 seasonal and convenience items to choose from each week. Get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box with code JUICE50.
JUICE50.
At HelloFresh.com/JUICE50.
JUICE50.
Let's get into it.
I forgot I was working. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to eat this. I say, Ebo, I'm hungry. I was supposed to work out this morning. I didn't go to sleep till 3:30 this morning, so I didn't work out.
Why you didn't go to sleep?
I'll just be up. You know what it is? Mm-mm. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Gin Juice podcast. I am Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
And we talk about life, a little bit of everything, a little bit of nothing at all. And I apologize if y'all hear me smacking. I'm trying to eat this acai bowl because I'm hungry. Yesterday was Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I made the John Legend's fried chicken, which is always amazing in my household. It's always a hit. I made candy yams. This guy,
nice,
from, I forget it, I think his name is like Smokin' Grillin' or something like that
on YouTube. I found him before.
All his recipes are
hitting.
I've never made one of his recipes that has not been good. And his sweet potato or candy yams recipe is so
easy. It takes literally, like, not including the prep time, which is like, you know, peeling the sweet potatoes and cutting it up. But just like once you start cooking, it takes like 25 minutes.
Oh, that's amazing.
And they are perfect.
Oh, I'm going to have to make them.
So good. I highly smoking and grilling with AB. Yes, AB. That's it. Thank you. Like all of his food is so good. The yams, like, and I have struggled to make good yams like my entire marriage. Like I gave up. My sister-in-law Tammy, she makes fantastic yams actually. But obviously she doesn't live near us. So I've been trying to find some place, you know, some recipe that I really, really liked, and his kills. Like it is so easy. It is so good. The only thing, he adds ginger and like orange zest or something. Ain't nobody got time for that. I don't be doing all that.
I feel like that's probably good.
One day I should do it. I don't. I just do the sugar, the brown sugar, and the other stuff. But it'd be popping every time. It'd be really good. But I said all that to say, and I got an IV because we went to. That's probably why my skin looks like this too.
Oh, it looks great.
I got an IV yesterday.
Your skin, the shirt, the earrings.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
It's all a vibe.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I got the IV yesterday.
Giving spring.
Because we traveled and, you know, it'd just be, you know, nice to kind of like detox and like wake yourself up. But I think it prevented me from going to sleep because sometimes she gives me the ones that give you that picker upper. So I was up to like 3:30 and this morning, and we were supposed to wake up at 6 to work out. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. And
did Kev go?
Kev did go.
He did.
But our trainer overslept, which was the first time he's ever done that. So that didn't work. But I said all that to say, when you're just up and you can't sleep, I become a victim to my brain.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good.
No.
I got to find an intervention to like tell my brain to shut up sometimes.
Yeah, yeah,
I really do.
That's
I got
to
find a way. So anyway, I don't even know why I told you all that. So we like to start this podcast with a little segment we like to call... long story short, like what I just did was actually low-key a long story short, but we were both on spring break last week. My family actually made it. We had a good time. How was your spring break?
Well, actually, even before we say that, you were talking about, we were talking about how great your skin looks and like the IV and like how much energy and all of that. One of the other things that can give you great energy are vitamins.
Yes.
And shout out to one of our sponsors, Care Of. Care Of is a subscription service that ships high quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every month. Care Of wants to make it easy to take care of you and recognizes everyday wellness is different for everyone. So you simply take a short, in-depth quiz about your lifestyle, health goals for a personalized doctor-backed recommendation, taking the guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you. So as you guys know, Care Of is a sponsor of this podcast, and they gave us some vitamins. I took the very easy survey questionnaire.
It's
you kind
questionnaire.
Of put in there what you need,
like your
what
health
you're looking
goals.
To. Exactly. One of the things I said was energy, because I feel like I'm just constantly exhausted and needing like a picker-upper. And so I've been taking them and do feel good.
Yeah.
Actually, I can tell a difference between
vitamins
before
make a
taking.
Huge difference.
They make a huge difference.
They
and they're so easy.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they like lay it out for you, they
every
come
day,
in the little packet.
And
so
it's
you
personalized
already
with
know
your name on it.
What you have to take, how many. Like it's not all of that guesswork legit is taken out, which is. So
phenomenal.
Dope. And it really works. So shout out to Care Of. So for 50% off of your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code GJ50 to get 50% off of your first Care Of order. So that is takecareof.com and enter code GJ50 and you will get 50% off of your first Care Of order.
Fabulous.
Love it. Okay. Go ahead. Spring break.
I have a couple updates. Okay. Number one, Isaiah tongue kissed that little girl.
Last time you said you asked him and he didn't know how.
So he didn't know how. He said.
How he learned.
So I don't know. He said the little girl kissed him. Uh-huh. He didn't know what to do. So he kissed back and he was like, and then we were kissing.
Where?
When they went to the movies. I know, that's what I say. I say, you'll never go to the movies again.
That's the problem.
You'll never go a day in your
all
life.
The little hoodlums always.
All the church people tell you can't go to the movies.
They always, it's dark. Mm-hmm. Your parents usually ain't with you.
I said, that's it.
You're never going to the movies again in a day in your life.
What movie they was even seeing? They
went to go see.
They don't even know.
John Wick.
They don't know how it was.
I know.
They should have asked them how was it. What happened in the story?
I really should have. What was the plot? Mm. Who was in it? Who
she
started
fast?
It? Apparently, because he didn't know what he was doing. She the one who was initiating.
I'm just kidding. Let's not call girls fast.
Oh, we shouldn't. It's a little sexist.
It is.
It is. Little girls be fast.
I have two girls that pray aren't.
So yeah, yes, child. So that happened. And
wait, you just asked him? How did this
come out? Oh, so great question. So when we're in Hawaii, we played the Tell Me Something You Lied About
game. Yes,
so
yes,
it's
yes.
a game that you play with your kids. You tell me something you previously lied about. Now it's the time to tell me the truth. And like, this is your like free zone. Like, yes. you won't get in trouble. So Isaiah, as a matter of fact, we were just talking after that, and that's kind of how it got into it. So Isaiah, he didn't lie the first time, but he was like, y'all want me to tell you everything, so I'm about to tell y'all everything. So that's when he told us that he kissed the girl. Although Joe talked about he want to go to a private school next year. Then he can't do that. But he said, I want to fight this kid.
He don't know what he wants.
No, this is what he said. He said, my friend goes to this school that he now wants to go to, and they get out at 1 o'clock.
That's the motivation?
And that's the motivation.
This man, Joe, well, he is the most logical person I have ever met in my life.
I said, they said I put him on blast. Please cut this part. Fine, I'll cut it out, Joe. He said he wants to go to the school because they get out at 1 o'clock. I was like,
That's hilarious.
I said, Joe, you're in the middle of like your senior year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Like, it's the middle of your senior year. I don't.
Well, wait,
or
Joe.
Not senior year. You're middle of your high school.
Oh, I was like,
not
wait,
senior.
Hold on.
Sorry.
We jumped.
It's the middle of high school. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand why you want to
do
leave.
They go earlier? Does he recognize that part?
No. So it's the same time, but they get out at 1 o'clock. And then on another day. Or no, actually, they probably do go earlier because Joe actually goes to school kind of later in the day. So, yeah, he probably does go about an hour later or so. Or
he
an hour
just,
earlier.
What, he wants yeah. more time in the day to do what?
That's what I'd be like, Josiah, what?
What he got to do?
Cheat on this test.
Well.
So that was that. I'm going to take it out, y'all. I don't think it makes a big difference because I didn't tell y'all the teacher's name. Y'all don't know the school. It's going to be okay, but I'm going to take it out. Just in case y'all are correct, I'm going to take it out. Okay, then the last thing is, this is all about Josiah. Josiah took the Delta slippers. Those are my show and tell. They're in the car. I left them in there. But when we got off the plane, he was like, I'm taking these.
To the people?
No, to me and Kev.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, but you didn't even open them. The plane ride's over, so you don't have to take them. He was like, no. And I was like, actually, take two.
Amen.
Take mine, too.
Amen.
Because you already paid for it. Mm-hmm. So
take them.
So take it. And then the last thing
He's
is.
He's so logical. I love
yes,
Joe.
The two things. The last thing on the Hawaii trip is I had a you moment.
Okay.
And I told on this customer.
Yes.
So this is what happened.
Okay.
In Hawaii, it was windy. It's always windy.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
And so it was windy, and we went to, like, this food truck area where they have, like, really good food, actually. Like, really, really good food. So anyway, we're sitting down. It's windy, and the sun is out, obviously. So it's 80 degrees, but it's windy. And so this couple, I go to get our table, and she pops the umbrella up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, bet. If we could do that, I'm finna go take this table and, take this table and do the things.
Mm-hmm.
I go to sit down, and the guy comes out, and he says, you can't lift this up because it's too windy. It could fly off.
Yeah.
And I said, well, they got theirs up.
You see them over there? What?
They got theirs up. And he walked his little butt over
and
there.
He told
them to take it down. And Kevin said, why would you do that? Because we couldn't do it.
Fair is fair.
If I have to sit at this table
in the hot sun,
because of the wind,
they do too. Absolutely,
they do too.
Sharing
I'm sorry.
This.
So, I mean, my hand couldn't have popped up faster. Ma'am, I'm so sorry. Literally, he was like, "Ma'am, I'm so sorry. We can't have the umbrella because it's too windy." I said, "Damn, there's a them right there. Yep. Can you see it? If you move to the left a little bit and duck your head,
the
you can
one
see
with
it.
The red shirt
yeah,
over there,
they have theirs.
They have the umbrella.
Listen
Tell
to
them
me.
Too. Yes,
them. And so he went over there and told them.
And now both, all y'all.
And
hot.
Now all of us, I don't care. All of us will be hot. All
umbrella-less.
Of us will be sweaty. All of us will be umbrella-less. I do not care.
I hate you
for
this. The
answer is they got theirs up because they gave me the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw them too. Yeah, so I mean, listen, hey. That's what it is. I'm hey. Sorry. Melissa hey. Is the Karen. Correct. I don't care. Literally after I did it, I told Kev, I was like, Mel just told us this story about her doing this, or not, it's not exactly yeah, the but, same, uh-huh. but like telling
you
them the thing.
Tell.
And I was like, I don't care.
Tell.
I don't care. And then the very, very last thing, I had so much to happen over spring break, but the very last thing is Robert and Bria are having a baby.
I saw that. That's
did you
so
see that, Cam?
Exciting.
I literally sat in the moment of realizing that an entire like family,
yes.
a new like arm of a family tree it's... has been created as a result of that's crazy, Denimug.
You're going to be part of their story.
Forever.
Forever.
Well, Miss Kev on stage had a show.
Ain't that crazy?
Called Love on Stage. She
like,
and the stage crew
no,
and
the
audience
the other thing.
Paired us
as much
together.
As much as obviously this is my show, you know,
yeah.
we're doing the things. Listen, can't be in this room with me. We be talking about the people and doing the things. Okay. That all of that is absolutely true. What is also true is we be honoring y'all votes though.
Uh-huh.
So like that really was like voted for by the
yeah.
people, you know?
Uh-huh.
So as much as like I'm a part of it, the reality is if you voted for Robert and Bria,
yeah.
you helped make that love connection.
Yeah.
They got married for real legally.
Yeah.
And then freaking are pregnant with a child.
That's so exciting.
A freaking whole
That's so dope.
Entire child.
To think that these two people were meant to be together, but were also meant to be together through that process.
That's crazy.
Like,
I am really, I legitimately overwhelmed by it a little
that's
bit.
That's exciting.
Like, legitimately,
that's so dope.
Legitimately overwhelmed by it a little bit. Yeah, no, she said we did it, Joe. I am legitimately overwhelmed by it. It is truly, you know, when people say like it's so humbling, I always think that's weird phrasing, but I feel like in this, it really is humbling.
Yeah.
Like it really is one of those things where you're just like, dang, like that's really crazy. That is really, 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 really
it
crazy.
Is.
So y'all voted that. No, I didn't cry though, but I was like overwhelmed in
yeah,
it. Like
yeah.
I did sit in it for a while. We voted that we would be the auntie crew.
Yes.
So
I hope if it's a boy, they should name him Crew.
That's actually kind of cute.
Isn't
it's like
it?
A middle name.
No.
Oh, as a first
I
name?
I mean, a first or a middle. I don't know.
I
just
feel
think
like
Crew
you...
is a cute name and also like stage crew.
Crew. I know. I get the connection. I feel like middle name. I don't know if I could.
I was doing a lot. Okay, it's fine.
Love on, for those of you wondering, because they're wondering in the chat, and those of you listening, delayed, Love on Stage season two update has been filmed.
Yes.
It is currently being edited.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that drops, it'll lead into the new show we have coming on the app, the Honey Do List.
Honey Do Do.
Afterward that. So just know that update is coming. So, yeah, that's it.
You guys did a lot. And we actually hadn't even talked about it.
Yeah, it was a good time. Hawaii is...
Turn your sound off.
I thought I did. We noticed I was driving. Stop. See it? Oh, I guess it wasn't.
It's not off. I didn't do it. I can't.
Let me do it. There we go. Hawaii was fun. We've gone almost every year since 2018, mm-hmm. except for like Florida, which
oh,
was
yeah.
my personal favorite
me
spring break
too.
We've taken. I tell the kids that.
I want to go back. That was a good
it
time.
Was
I want to go this summer.
Such a good time.
Yeah.
But when you go to the same place over and over and over and over, you'd be like, what else can
yeah,
I do?
Yeah.
What else can? So we struggled a little bit to find things to do, but I was able, we did like the jet skiing, we did the parasailing, we went to like, I don't want to say the name incorrect, but it's where like Jurassic Park was filmed and like 51st Dates and like a lot of different movies are filmed in this ranch.
So that was really cool. And we had it. I mean, truly, it was one of the better Hawaii vacations we've had. It was a good time. Yeah, we really did. We did have a good time. My kids are super, they're big now, mm-hmm. and they don't listen all the way. So I told Joe to, this is all about Joe. This whole segment's about Joe. Told Joe, I planned this nice dinner. So I was like, make sure you guys bring your like a nice shirt and pants. Normally, I either pack the boys' clothes or at the very least, I check behind them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of everything that happened, I didn't have time to do that. But I'm like, you guys are 14 and 16. You should be able to like, yeah, you know the rules. We get there to the dinner. Joe comes in my room, in our hotel room. And he's like, this is the only shirt I have. And it's a Nike t-shirt. I said, Joe, I asked you to bring like a collared shirt and some pants. He's like, oh, okay, let me go grab it. He comes back with the exact same shirt.
So this still is the only shirt that I brought here.
I said, Josiah. And Isaiah came out. He was like, dude, she took, because Isaiah had his shirt.
He had his stuff together.
And so he ends up putting on sweatpants because he also didn't have pants. So he puts on these sweatpants. But this is the thing. He knew he did wrong. Okay. He was ready for vacation. So he knew he did wrong. So he attempted to wash his sweatpants so at least they would be clean because he wore them to the ranch.
What?
But let me tell you, he completely drenched them and then just put them in the dryer.
And I'm so confused.
So then when I go to him, I'm like, Josiah, where are your pants? He's like, they're not drying. Like, they've been in here for like an hour, which tells me you knew, like, leading up that you was trying to cover it up. So I go, and the pants, you can literally wring them out. I said, Josiah, you have to drain. There's a spin cycle on the water to get the water out. And then you put it in the dryer. He was like, oh.
I see. I didn't do that part.
I was like, child, this is why I have to look up after y'all. This is why I have to pack y'all bags. Because, son, what are you doing?
That's hilarious.
So, yeah. He didn't want to get on the parasailing. You know, Joe don't be here for the foolishness. Joe was like, y'all have a good time. Have a good time. I'll be here to tell the story if something happened. Okay?
Amen.
But that was actually, I wish he would have done it because it really wasn't as scary. I know my face looked crazy and this is why I have to get braids because when short hair gets wet, it looks crazy if it's not done. And it was windy. I just told y'all. So like my hair was just like, I haven't got my hair done. All I did was wash it.
It looks good.
Yeah, but I just washed it. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. Like I need a day to do that.
Yeah.
So I was just out here looking crazy, but it really was a good time. And once you're up, it's fine. But coming, have you gone parasailing?
Yeah.
You have, right? Mm-hmm. Was it windy?
No.
When you, so you had a smooth.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So mine wasn't because it was windy.
Oh.
So you're just kind of, it's like turbulence.
Uh-huh.
But once you're up, it was a good time. You're like coasting. Yeah, it's really cool.
Way less drama than you think.
Yes.
I was like, so this is it, huh?
Legitimately.
We just hang out up here.
Legitimately.
Yeah, yeah.
Once we were, I was like, oh, what are we doing? But then once you're up, I was like, oh my God, this is like, yes, less drama. Like being on a roller coaster, even if it's shorter,
is far scarier.
So anyway, that was my long story short. That was 30 minutes long.
Let me just quickly tell you what's the most drama ever.
What?
Skydiving.
I want to do it.
Listen, skydiving is everything that you think it's going to be. Like how terrifying you think it is, that's exactly how it is. You are like, why the hell? The whole time you're in the plane going up, you're like, well, this is a stupid idea. I should get off. It's a little, and we went with some old country boys, okay? And they are just.
Was this on your honeymoon?
No. I randomly one day was like, Greg, Saturday, skydiving, made the appointment already, meet you there, don't beat me there. Let me tell you, terrified. I was on that. I was like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, Greg. Actually, we should not do that. And then the way that they had us seated, Greg was behind me, and I love to book crazy adventure things for us, but I love for him to do it first. Right. And they made me go first, and I was like, no! And the moment that you go from plane to air, because there's a literal, like, you gotta get off.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrifying. It is everything it is hyped up to be. Absolutely terrifying.
Do you guys have video, right?
Yes. That is hidden. My video is hidden. Okay? They gave it to me, and I have it tucked away somewhere. Greg has asked about that. We probably went 10 years ago. That man has still, I'm none of your business. I'm not.
Greg, I think I've seen Greg.
You have.
Because Greg's looks cool.
Greg is so in the air cool. Like Kev. He's throwing up zone six. He's doing peace signs. He's doing dances. I look like I am dying. Literally dying. I am dying. To the point. They tell you many times, do not touch, do not hit the person who's on your back, the instructor person with you. Do not touch them because like they are.
Oh, yeah.
The whole video, I'm smacking him. Literally smacking him in the face, screaming.
Hilarious.
I yelled, I can't breathe. And he was like, you're talking, which means you can breathe. And I was like, no! I'm like kicking
How
and
far
screaming.
Up were you?
I don't even remember. It was very high. It was.
How long do you fall?
So here's the thing. I was second, right? And there was probably, I don't even know, maybe eight or 10 people.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I'm like number two. So maybe eight, right? So there's six people, right? I did that math. Six people behind me. You free fall and then they pull the parachute and then you essentially parasail down, right? I had smacked him and reacted so much that by the time I got to the ground, everybody else had landed because their free fall is faster, right?
Oh.
So everybody's on the ground, and then I'm just like, no. So the whole time they're
free. So
he pulled it way early. I probably was free falling for 5 seconds, and I was like, nope. Everybody else, 20 seconds, you're going. I was up there just parasailing down, essentially, is what happened. And then I just glided right on in. Greg beat me there. Greg was like, we were down here waiting. Yeah, I bet you were. I had a great time.
Oh, my God.
It is the best, worst thing. It was also exhausting.
Really?
We took
because you were screaming.
The naps of our lives after that. I just remember going home and, like, passing out. If you have not gone skydiving, go. And then be mad.
Would you do it again?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Never again.
I kind of want to do it.
You should do. I think you should go.
I kind of want to do
it. Have you gone, Cam?
No, but it's something that's on my list.
Oh, my gosh. It is terrible.
I kind of want to do
it. Everyone should go.
All right.
Anyway, I'll be quick because we got to get to Love is Blind.
Yes.
And my long story short is going to go into my Pop the Trunk. So we did the cruise. McKinley had a great time. She didn't know what to do with herself. She just, everything was amazing. They have stores. It's like a mall. They have rooms. It's like a hotel. They have a pool. It's like a theme park. Everything's amazing. This girl.
That is the most accurate description of a cruise, though. It's like all of those things in one.
Mommy. We haven't gone to all the floors yet. And I'm like, I think we have. And then they have the little like kid room so you can put your kids in there and they have activities. So she wanted to do that. McKinley's the friendliest person. So at dinner, she's like, that's my friend. And they're coming up like, hi, McKinley.
Aww.
Hi, McKinley. McKinley's like, hi, those are my friends, whatever. But also it was cold. Because LA has been cold and that part of Mexico apparently is they actually said it's very similar to San Diego. And so it's windy. And so those were the vibes. So we were cold. So I was annoyed and then worried about the kids being cold. But two things. We got off in Ensenada and we went to they had like a flea market thing, like whatever. We did it because we wanted to explore and get off. So that was cool. The people on the bus were, a couple people were from Atlanta. So of course, Greg like, oh, I grew up Decatur. Oh, Atlanta, oh, blah. So now it's a whole thing. So that was cool. On the way back, we do the little thing, whatever. We do the flea market shopping, eat some really great food. They had a whole pharmacy there where you can like get U.S. prescribed medicine, but like in Mexico, you don't have to get it prescribed. You can just go into the pharmacy and get it. So they were like, literally, he's like, oxycodone. And I was like
that sounds like drugs.
It was drug. I was like, oh, this is terrible. You druggies. That was like mind blowing to me. But we are leaving to get back to the cruise ship. And I'm in the first or second seat with the baby and McKinley, and Greg's like a couple seats behind us with the stroller. All of a sudden, this woman and this man, they're arguing.
Oh.
And the woman, the Mexican woman, she like legit born and raised in Ensenada, is the host of the trip. And these people are just screaming at each other. Okay. This woman going. And so the woman's mom stands up and she's a bigger lady and she's in between. He's sitting behind the mom and then her daughter is sitting in front of her. And she's like, shut the mama, shut up. Shut up. You are not. Shut up. You are. And she like, nah, I'll get. She's like going off to the point she like wants to hit him. Apparently, this man that she's arguing with is her friend's husband. So she's on a trip with her friend.
Okay.
And it's her friend's husband. Her husband is sitting right there. He says nothing. And this man and this woman arguing. All the other men, including Greg, are looking because I think everyone is nervous that they're going to
hit
each other. And this man is going to hit this woman, but she is like really riled up and he is kind of chill. Anyway, it was like wild.
Did you find out what they were arguing about, though?
So her son had did something. He was a younger boy. I don't know what he did, but he did something. And the man was trying to correct him, but not in like a disrespectful way. I think he was doing something that was could be harmful for him.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, hey, like, sit down. Yeah. Like, you good? Like, sit down. And she gets upset, I guess, about him talking to her son.
Oh.
It got so crazy. The lady in the front, the little tour guide lady, was stressed out, child. The other black people, you know, black people love to be messy. Sing, they saying kumbaya. It was McKinley's covering her ears. I was like, get me
Can
off.
We get this get off? Off. Get, I'm ready to go. Thank
get
you.
Get me home. This is a mess. You people are a mess. Okay.
Thank you so much.
So anyway, it was quite a time. Okay. Quite a time. But from the cruise and here are my two pop the trunks. Okay. Oh. It was Carnival. We have historically done Royal Caribbean. Lessened my expectations. No, and I've been on a Carnival cruise. It wasn't with my family, but like I've been. The food, everything they say about Carnival food is true. It's gross. Okay. It is not good. It is not worth your time. You are it is upsetting. Okay. The drinks, all cruises, they water down their drinks. So you should like go in expecting that. So we're at dinner one night and I have already put up with your bland, basic, nasty food, okay? Yes. I have put up with your watery drinks. I have paid my good U.S. dollars, okay, for these terrible drinks. And so I love a good chocolate martini.
Uh-huh.
So I see one on the menu, and I was like, oh, for my dessert, let me have a chocolate watered-down martini. It's going to be fine. They bring me the chocolate martini and it's disgusting. It's not even like, it's not watered down. It's not, it's nasty.
Oh,
like
they made it wrong?
The liquor is cheap and gross and strong. Mm. And you can't even taste the chocolate. It's just like gross, cheap liquor.
Ooh.
Okay? Like that's the taste. So I literally was like, oh, that doesn't taste good. Like either you guys make a nasty, like intentionally make this nasty or somebody messed up. So I tell the waiter, hey, this is not good. I'll have the other drink I've been having, a little tropical Mai Tai situation. This is gross. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't take it back. And I was like,
why?
Oh, I'm sorry. You will take it back today. I don't understand what rule you're up. Like, this isn't, I don't, here you go. And so he was like, well, I'm going to have to get a manager. And I was like, you should get one.
Wait, this is so odd.
And mind you, I didn't get a drink package, okay? So I've paid $12 for this nasty chocolate martini. So she's like, I'm going to have to get, he's like, I'm going to get the manager. Get the manager. The manager comes over and he was like, hey, I heard you're not happy with the drink. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's like nasty. Here you go. And he was like, well, and I was like,
oh, what?
He was like, so he's kind of looking and Greg's kind of looking. And I was like, I would love the Mai Tai.
Like, where do we go from here?
I
can leave it here.
So
you can bring
confused.
Out the Mai Tai, but I only expect one line on my bill.
There
What's
was
next?
Not another option. So I was so confused. Like, why are you talking to me as if, like, why are you still here? Get the other drink. So he takes it and then he brings me the drink I want. And then our waiter was like, so sorry, I just couldn't have done that. And I'm like, I don't know why y'all are making a big deal about this.
It's not like it's expensive.
It's $12. I paid for it. And if you drink it.
I don't understand what else
have happened.
Yes.
I don't know. That's why I was so confused. Like, why are you wasting time? And literally I was like, this is nasty. This doesn't taste good.
Take it back.
I was just like, Carnival, you won't get another dollar out of me ever again in your life. Okay.
I know.
We went. McKinley had a great time. Bye.
That's it. Thanks so much. Bye.
We did the thing. I'm not doing it again.
The Carnival, it leaves out of Long Beach, so it's really convenient.
It is.
But it's not. I just wish
there was.
There's
a Royal Caribbean version of it that goes out of Long Beach as well.
I didn't know that.
We didn't. When I went to book that one, it was already sold out. So that's why we did Carnival.
Oh, I wonder if that. I don't remember that being the case for us, but maybe it was.
There was an option. Girl, I wouldn't recommend anybody go on Carnival and don't go to Ensenada. It's cold.
I was going to say that. The other thing, though, is specifically Carnival on that little, like, well, you did a longer one. We just did, like, a little three-day situation, and it felt like a little three-day situation.
Well, so ours was four because we were supposed to stop in Catalina Island. The problem is it was so cold and so windy that they were like, we can't stop. So it's going to be an additional sea day. So we just, and then it was so rocky. I'm old, okay? Because I was
seasick,
like,
is real.
Seasickness.
Seasick is real.
I should have just went back to Margaritaville.
It might just be the specific Carnival Long Beach Ensenada route.
Yeah.
Like, the ship is low-key kind of old as well. Mm. It feels
rinky-dink.
Yeah, it feels rinky-dink. If you've had a good time on Carnival, I'm sure you have. But specifically on the Carnival cruise ship that leaves out of that Long Beach area.
Don't do it.
I don't recommend.
Do not
That's
do
when
it.
We went when we did, I just posted the picture and my family's on horses. That's that boat. That's that boat.
For everyone telling me Disney, listen, I wanted to do Disney. It didn't. I'm going on a Disney cruise. That's going to happen. I'm taking the children. The problem is they didn't have one during spring break.
Right.
There's one this month, but it's like later on this month.
When do they normally do? Where does it depart?
I think out of Florida. A whole bunch of family influencers just did Disney, too. They like had a bunch of them on there. I was like, y'all could have invited me. I got a family. Y'all could have sponsored my trip. But I do want to do a Disney cruise because they look, and I'm sure they look amazing.
And they have the fireworks.
It looks, and they're going to have all the things for the kid. Like, yeah. It's going to happen. I just don't recommend at least Carnival out of Long Beach.
That's what
don't
I'm saying.
Do it.
I don't recommend
don't
it.
Don't do it. You're wasting your time, wasting your money.
I wouldn't do it. And if you don't live on the West Coast, ain't no reason to come over to the Long Beach one. Just go to Florida. Go to Royal Caribbean, go out of Florida.
For real. Okay, but going into that, McKinley was on my nerves.
Kimmy!
Because, listen, she in general be on my nerves, but like she's getting older and so more on my nerves. And so what she likes to do, and kids in general, they swear they are like the grammar police, right? So I'm like, I have my shoes on, and instead of saying shoes, I say like, or I have my socks on, and instead of saying socks, I say shoes. Oh, let me take my shoe off. You said shoes. Mommy, you said shoes. Or like, oh my gosh, I need that pen over there. That's a pencil.
Oh,
not
Lord.
A pen,
oh,
mommy.
My God.
And I'm just like, look at you. Miscorrect everything I say. Aren't you proud of yourself? I could throw you out of this house. It's so annoying.
That's the best.
It don't matter what you say. They sway. They swear.
Oh,
swear.
They know more than you.
Swear. They are the guy. You said. I don't care what I said. Okay.
They know more than you.
It's so annoying. I'm like, girl, how much longer until you're out of this phase? Because it's not
They
cute.
Said middle school gets worse. The boys, well, actually, Joe's in high school. He's still like that. I don't know what to tell you. Isaiah's not like that, though. But Joe.
It makes me find so much joy in correcting her.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you said. She's like, you hurt my feelings when you say that.
Kitty met her match because you're a little sister. You used to do that to Nick.
I just was telling her. I was like, do you know I'm the youngest?
Yes.
I'm a little sister.
You're legit.
She's like, you are. Yes, girl.
That's why Joe does it.
You
want to
meet Petty?
Too.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I raise you one.
This girl. It's so annoying. So anyway, I just wanted to pop the trunk on little kids who swear that they have to correct you every time you say anything incorrect.
That's hilarious.
Meanwhile, can't spell, don't know how to make proper sentences, can't write on the line straight. Okay, here's the line. Why your letter's up here? You got so much to say, but can't write on lines paper. Oh, Miss Big and Bad?
Oh really? God. We were having this conversation. Did you ever come back from summer break and forget how to spell basic words? Like of specifically?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody posted this and I remember being in sixth or seventh grade, like old enough to know, okay? And coming back and being like, I don't know how to spell of. Is it O-V-E? Like literally struggling. Yes. To spell the word of, like, you be so dumb over summer break and come back and be like, how come I don't know how to spell the? Somebody posted it and I was like, oh my God, I thought I was the only person that didn't know, like, would come back after summer break and be like, I don't know how to spell none of these words.
Wait, one more thing. Sorry, before I go, because she pissed me off last night. Kitty? McKinley, she pissed me off. I don't even remember what she did, but she pissed me off. And I went in her room. This is what happens. She puts, there was probably 7 water bottles.
This is just a whole pop the trunk on her
kids. I know,
kids.
I'm about to be gone because we got to get to Love is Blind, but she had like 7 water bottles in her room.
Oh, she's mean.
And so I was like, every time I found another one, I just like kept getting upset. Uh-huh. So I did what I do. I threw away everything on the floor. I rearranged her whole room, did a whole thing. I mean, everything is in the trash this morning. It brought me so much joy. And so she, the whole time, you said that, she's making up. You said that you were going to let me clean. You said, whatever. Anyway, I was.
Nothing brings mothers more joy than throwing everything away.
Everything in that room. It looks so much better this morning. It looks great.
You go in there and be proud. Look at how clean it is.
It's probably dirty right now.
This room is. Okay, moving on.
Let's do it.
Love is Blind. First of all, we missed a heck of a lot of stuff.
Oh my gosh, we did.
I went back and watched it because y'all know we talked about it and I didn't have a chance to watch it. And so Mel was doing it and she was doing it quick. I said, Mel, we need a redo. So first of all, and Bartice does have a baby on the way. Okay. He does have a baby on the way.
His baby mama.
And that's correct. But these people, okay, pull up the people's man.
Okay.
Pull up the people.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, well, actually, just we got to start with Jackie and Marshall. Let's just immediately start with them. I've been following Jackie.
Oh, yes. The baby has been born. Not on the way.
You right about Bartice it. That whole baby is born.
Has a child.
Correct. Okay, Bartice has a baby. Correct. Yes. I've been following Jackie on the TikTok.
Okay.
I want her to say no more words.
Amen.
I want her to say.
Nothing else.
Because there is nothing that she is saying that is helping her case.
No.
She said, first of all, that which the cameras editing can make things look a certain way.
Sure.
The problem is that she said to him, I just saw, what's his name? Joseph?
Oh, what is his name? Y'all gonna say it. What is
Joshua?
His name? Josh. I think it's Josh.
Okay. The way I just did my ear is why I need to do better in life. Because you know he got that cauliflower ear.
Oh. He's obviously a boxer.
He's clearly a boxer.
Yes.
Yeah, Josh. She is lying.
Lying.
And she's like, I'm going to have all the receipts. He said this, that, and the third. No, ma'am. Then her text message thread was posted.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So,
I did.
With her and her friends, where she was basically calling Marshall gay.
Gay.
For being nice.
She said he twerked or something on the bed.
Girl, he was being nice to you.
He was.
I mean, he was being nice to you. He made you breakfast.
He was so sweet and kind. I think that she made a decision to go with the nice guy.
Yes.
I think in the pods, right? She was like, Josh
going
is
back
here,
and forth. Yes.
Bad boy, what I typically date. Marshall is a good guy that I typically don't go for. I'm going to try it out.
Yes.
And
that's fine, commendable. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should absolutely try. And learning, realizing that you don't like the, especially on this show, because the whole point is that you date and like figure it out. All of that is fine. I ain't got no problems with that. The problem is
she came out and
the way that she handled it. She was a jerk,
a total jerk to him. And he was nothing but nice. He was nothing but nice.
Except when he said, you're a project.
Child.
Okay, now listen. I was like, now Marshall.
Now, why would you?
You cannot do that,
You
sir.
Can't say that out loud.
She should curse you out right now.
She absolutely.
Because that's
kinda,
not okay ever to say.
Yeah, but it wasn't nice, though. Marshall, you can't be saying this type of things to the folks out loud on camera. That wasn't nice.
You got some nerve to be trying to call somebody a project. Yeah. If she was a project and you chose her, guess what? You failed this project.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the F that you get.
Yeah, absolutely.
However.
So, yeah, but she is, she bypassed old girl who was the original villain.
Irina,
thank you.
She's worse.
She's far worse.
She missed the... On top of all of her breakdowns, which last time we gave her grace.
We
gave her grace because I didn't know about her father and all of that stuff. And that is sad. And like, girl, I'm sure that like weighs really heavy on you. But to take that and then treat Marshall the way that she did, girl, okay, the grace is pulled back now.
Because he was literally trying to be there for you, trying to comfort you. You're having multiple breakdowns.
Yes.
And now you're mad at this guy because he didn't tell you to man up or like, hey, get it together. Like,
No. And then
when
he was like, you accepted my proposal, I should get the ring back. And she said, I'm going to keep the ring. And then posted the rings were purchased by producers, which, girl, we all figured Nobody thinks that people are buying it. The reality is his point is that you accepted his proposal.
Ring, right.
And what I learned from Judge Miliana, Judge Mathis, one of the judge shows a long time ago, is that engagement rings are conditional gifts. Condition being marriage.
That makes
sense
to me.
If you do not get married, that condition is not met. That means that ring, that it's no longer yours.
Yes.
Give it back to me.
I agree.
So she is trash and apparently broke because all you want to do is keep the ring so you can go pawn it, get some money for it.
Girl.
If you so cute, get a ring from Josh then. If that's who you want, what you going to do with Marshall's Love is Blind ring?
Right.
Broke. It's giving broke.
I don't like her.
No.
I don't like her. The finale is live. Y'all know the finale is live.
Oh, yeah. We watching it.
It's live next week Friday. I know people were saying this. I just watched this. Somebody tagged me in this. And it's a man with this kid voice, apparently, this kid filter.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't care what y'all say, Love is Blind. I love Love is Blind. This one. Let me see.
This is something that I'm not proud of admitting, but Love is Blind is my shit. I'm not going to lie. Pass up everything this season. They really didn't did it up. They didn't did it up. But you know who really, like, irritated me during this whole debacle of a pretend relationship? You know it ain't Kwame. You know, he got some shit he got to get off his head or his mind. I mean,
I do hate his hair.
And no, it ain't Irina. We all know she's a piece of shit. It's been established. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie takes the cake by far. She wins villain of Love is Blind season 4. Like, she knew she.
That's the other thing. Is every. I don't remember. No, there was a villain in season 1.
Who?
That white girl that was with the shorter dude. Jessica. I think her name was Jessica.
Okay.
Or Jessica. Yes, Jessica.
Okay.
She dated the short dude, and he was like head over heels in love with her.
Oh, I don't remember. Y'all be having good memory. This one? No, because they're still married.
No.
Not her.
Scroll back up. Do Jessica season 1. Oh, Cass. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So she was the villain. I forgot about that. Jessica, Mark, thank you.
Mark.
So the thing about this show is I don't know when it became like every year there is a villain Like, I didn't realize that about this show, but yeah. someone is going to. And Irina, this was the thing. It seemed like everybody was trying to play Kwame, which that's not to say Kwame don't have his own issues. Somebody said this on TikTok, and I was like, yes. Her name is Jessica too, right? Kwame's fiance?
No, it's Chelsea.
Gives these vibes, and I was like, I've been trying to pinpoint it, and that's it, because I'm like, he doesn't like her, but she like is head over heels. It's almost like she's trying to manipulate him to meet her emotional energy by going when it's so obvious.
Oh my god,
that he does not. I honestly thought when he was like, I need you to meet my mom, da da da. I said, oh, he's trying to sabotage this by way of his mama. So if his mom meets her and is like, no, I can't do it, he'd be like, well, you know, it's my mom. I love my mom, you know, so like maybe we can back off, because he didn't have the balls to just do it himself.
Right.
I don't know. This show's crazy.
Well, here's the thing though. Okay. Well, two things. Kwame apparently was on Married at First Sight.
He was on Married at First Sight season like 10 or something. We had a guy try out for the Love on Stage show that was tried out for a couple different reality shows. Yeah. And then in the interview with me, he was like, you know, in case this don't work out, I'm also available to host. Like, I can host this show. I can host, you know, any show on the camera. Do you remember this, Cam? And I was like, yes and no for me. If you're not here for the intent of this, then it's going to be a no for me, dog. And I feel like maybe Kwame really does think he's ready for relationships, or maybe he's just trying to get famous. I don't know.
Right.
But like, I can't all the way tell.
Yes. I can't either. But to your point about like meeting her, she seems like obsessed with marriage and being in a marriage. It don't matter with who. And this is probably the closest she's ever gotten.
So she's latching on.
Meanwhile, the only thing Kwame hates more than Chelsea is the idea of living in Seattle.
Absolutely.
And so at this point, I'm like, bruh,
just let it go.
If you get rid of one, you get rid of the other. You should just release both of these things back into the atmosphere. Yeah. They are not yours.
They're not.
You do not want them.
And she clearly has planned out
their entire lives.
This is going to look in my wedding pictures and my engagement photos.
She just needed to slide him right. They took engagement photos.
Yes.
Girl.
I have a dream and we need to execute. This is just a male figure.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a nondescript
absolutely.
Male figure.
Oh my gosh.
Anyone can fit.
Anyone.
I'm available and ready for anyone to fit. I just need these markers to be hit.
Absolutely.
I hope they make it, child. I really hope they make it, because
cringe. Why did they do that? She did that. She wanted
because that was her vision.
She said, "Oh no, I'm gonna have engagement photos too, like the regular people who didn't do it on the show."
I'm doing everything I ever dreamt of doing.
Hated it.
Yeah,
hated it.
If they say yes, they will not last.
Absolutely.
Because
I looked it up, so I won't say
if they last or not. I saw who got married. I think you sent me one spoiler, but it wasn't this couple.
No.
I don't remember who it was though. Anyway, I hope they say no is actually what I hope. I really want them to say no.
Yes. They need to say no, because
he needs to say no.
He, for his own sanity, he obviously does not like anything about this relationship or her. Hold on. Before, I just want to quickly say, somebody said that Marshall should get with Ayana.
From the little short girl. I was just on her Instagram.
Isn't that a good idea?
I wouldn't mind this.
Ayana from, what was she on?
She was
Love is Blind season 2.
Love is Blind.
Jared. Right? Because, it was Jared.
Yeah,
it was Jared, the black guy.
And they, he was a no.
It should be Marshall and Ayana. They have good energy.
I feel like they can match.
I feel like that they
should. She needs a good guy. She's a good girl.
Yes.
And she seems like a good time, too.
Yes.
Like, she'd be having me cracking it.
Yes. That would be good.
Yeah. She's so spunky.
Yes.
I like her.
And I feel like his vibe, I feel like it could work. Anyway, okay, so moving on to... we're gonna go to Zach and homegirl. What's
Bliss.
Her name? Bliss. I want to go there only because what's really interesting, right, is that Zach was with Irina and then pivoted and got with Bliss. And Jackie went with Marshall and then pivoted and is now with Josh. So they're essentially doing the same thing. The problem is, in Zach's case, he's not the villain. Instead, it's still Irina. Right. And in this case, Jackie is the villain, which lets you know that it's about execution.
Absolutely.
It's about how they're doing it.
Absolutely.
He's doing it much better. He cut it off with Irina. That was very clear. And then he pursued it. He is not, and she is like, I'm not going to go to the fitting. Instead, I'm going to go on a coffee date.
She did just ditch
while
the
y'all, fitting. And then didn't let him know anything. So he's still thinking, to the point that Brett has to is the one that has to let him know at the fitting.
Brett.
So it's really the like, girl, you are the villain. You are doing this. This is another example. And he's doing it much better.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to Zach and Bliss. When Zach went to Bliss's daddy house,
daddy.
You want to talk about awkward.
But let me tell you something. Bliss's daddy was the only person I've ever seen on any dating show, like the Married at First Sight and the Love is Blind, that was real.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you are being a fool.
Yeah, but
this is a fool. You're this is foolish.
I agree. But here's my question, though, because you did a dating show. So is it foolish because of how quick it is, because it was blind, or is it foolish because what makes it foolish?
Yes.
Because
yes. Listen, I did a whole dating show for people to date. It was never for marriage. So even when when they, I was like, oh no, are y'all sure? Like, this is a huge step. Yeah, are y'all like 100% sure? I have my own personal, like, look, listen, don't get caught up in the cameras now.
This is your life.
This is your life. This is for real, for real.
Yes.
If my child came to me and was like, Mom, I did this. You did. Now what? Hold on. And what happened?
Because of.
And now today you show?
Because of the 100%. Time, you don't believe in love at first sight. You don't believe. Do you believe love is blind?
I believe love takes time. I believe love takes time. I believe I need to see you.
The spinoff of Love is Blind.
Come on,
love takes time.
Love takes time. I think infatuation is at first sight. I think that butterflies happen instantly.
Okay.
But I believe that love is not actually this, like, what's the word I'm looking for? High energy feeling. It's more sustained. And so I think when you have those like bursts,
yes,
the reality is if you're with someone for, be with someone for 6 months and it's probably gonna die out.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think those feelings are other things and they help like kind of fuel the feeling of love that becomes more sustained. But I don't think, like, the way they say love so easily,
yeah, they
I'd be like, ooh, child. Like, I haven't even seen you in fall. Like, it's nice out.
Yeah,
some people get seasonal depression.
That's so real.
Like, how do I don't know you for real, for real. I don't know how you really travel. I haven't seen your house. Like, you mean, and I'm going to go in your house. Whose house was it? The little white boy, Paul?
Uh-huh.
And was it Kwame's house, too? Disgusting.
Was it Kwame's? He's in Portland.
I don't remember which one of their houses. I was like.
Somebody's house was bad.
I'm a throw up.
Aww.
Like, I just feel like I need to see. I don't love you.
Oh, she said Kwame was dirty.
Okay. I was like, girl, nah, it's enough for me, dog. I can't do the love thing that quickly. I can't do it. I be cringy. You be too.
I do get cringy, but I feel like
if McKinley was like, Mommy, I did a dating show and this man proposed and we finna get married.
Let's not talk about McKinley. Let's talk about Tiffany and Brett. I feel like they are amazing. And I believe that they are a real match.
So this is the
thing.
And
that they should get married and that they would be able to make it.
So what I actually believe is that we always find the exceptions and try to make them the rule.
Mm.
I believe that Lauren and Cam.
Yes.
I love them.
Right.
Robert and Bria. Love them.
Okay.
And if Tiffany and Brett don't say yes this season, I'm going to be done with the entire show. Okay.
You'll be back next season.
Love them. Brett is freaking phenomenal.
He really seems like a great
man.
The
way she was so concerned. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take it back.
She wasn't verbally concerned about the rent or whatever.
Yeah.
But this man said, you know, in order for us to have space,
yes,
if we need a 3-bedroom, I got that.
Yes.
If we need to split the bill 70-30, you don't have to suggest it. You don't have to tell me your financial situation and let me know that you make less than me, and meeting me 50-50 is not going to be reasonable. So let me just say,
yeah,
as a family, which is just us two, if we need a bigger space, I got you, boo. 70-30 is not a thing for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what I need. That's what I like. You my boo. I said I do. Let's do the things together. What I look like invoicing you,
hello,
my
he
wife.
Did. He did. He did.
For 50% of the mortgage. Are you crazy?
We ain't doing that.
I said, now, Britt.
I know.
You's the person. I'm confused why you done had to go on this show. But you's the person to be. Okay?
Yeah.
So there are people, but I believe more people than not, I would be Brett. I wouldn't be Brett's daddy. I mean, Bliss's daddy, but I also would be Bliss's daddy.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I would have questions. Like, they clearly have something else going.
There's like some issues there that he was also.
There was a lot of other. And I didn't realize Bliss was 32.
Oh, I don't think I did either.
When she was like, because he was talking to her like she was 20-something.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I was like, well, girl, yeah, I get it. Like, you being dumb.
Yeah.
She was like, I think she said 32. Yeah, uh-huh. And I was like, oh, wait, she a full-grown woman.
Yeah.
Daddy, what you just fussing her out for and getting all angry and banging the table? Then he going to say, he says he's a lawyer.
He did.
I mean, but low-key, I would be like that too. Like, you can tell me anything.
I don't know this man.
He could be lying.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's smart, but who knows?
Yeah.
I ain't asking him no math questions.
But they kept talking about how smart she is. And you know what? I just have to quickly say, because I really like Tiffany and Bliss.
Okay.
I just like the fact, first off, that they are women, black. I think Bliss
identifies as like
a lot of
Persian,
things, right?
Black, white.
She has a lot of things. Yeah. Yes. You're correct. So let me just say, I really like I like Brett. I think he's a good man. I also really like Tiffany
because
I'm like, you are a good, you mm-hmm. my kind of black woman. Okay. Mm-hmm. You see, she got like, she can get her stuff together. She's smart. She can, I like her. But Bliss also, a lot of people kept her friends and family were talking about how smart she is.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love this for her. I just feel like, her daddy was rude, but
he was
I also think the stuff that he's saying, I don't think they're going to last.
I don't either.
I feel like it's the resentment, though. Like, I feel like she ain't going to be able to get over this second choice,
second option. I don't think she all the way likes him in person. The way she liked him in the pods.
Oh.
And maybe it has to do with the fact that he chose wrong to begin with.
Yeah.
That I'm sure those two things can't be, like, you know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Unconnected.
Okay.
I don't know the word. But it seems like he really likes her. I would be completely freaked out if I was with this man and he looked at me like this.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It would not be all right.
I would be
like, I would have tapped out.
Enough.
No.
And I think the way he's like constantly on her and hugging her and stuff, I low key think she'd be like, Enough.
You can back up.
You can back up now.
Yeah,
like,
no,
this is
I
a
agree.
Lot. So I don't know. I don't think she's into him as I do think she likes him, but I do also think she's not as into him in real life as she probably was behind the pods.
I actually agree with that. And he seems weird.
Intense.
And that just, it seems odd. I like, bro, what is you doing?
Yeah, he's
back up. Chill out.
Take a chill. Yeah.
He's a little too much. He's a little too much. But you know, what is she like it? I love it.
Is that the couple I know the ending, right? Is that the couple I know the ending to? Because I low-key want her to say no.
Here's what I will say. From everything I was looking up, they are the only couple that I don't know.
The result of.
I know everybody else. I don't know what happens with them.
I want her to say no. I want her to be honest with herself.
Yes.
Be like,
nah.
In addition to you choosing wrong, which apparently for her means something about his character or his judgment, I haven't quite figured out.
But
and the resentment thing, I really think that she like is weirded out by him.
Yeah.
I think he's just weird. So I hope she says no, and I hope Tiffany and Brett better say yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they better say yes. And Kwame should say no.
And what about, oh, I gotta use Zachary, not Zach. That's why you know why I couldn't figure out the if they got together or not. The marriage certificate is I didn't use Zachary. I used Zach.
Oh.
I'ma try it again. Okay, but what about Micah and Paul?
So Micah and Paul, I don't remember who you sent me, chat. Micah and Paul, I think that this is the other thing I was gonna say.
Yep.
Bliss's daddy got into her head, though.
I think so, too.
Her tune kind of changed
a little bit
after the meeting with him. And as much as it seems like they have a lot of, like, you know, daddy-daughter issues with one another, communications issue, they don't really agree, you know, whatever. It seems like she took what he said and maybe it tap danced on an existing fear.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a feeling that she had. Uh-huh. And so now she was like verbalizing it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the other thing that I was like, I don't know. I feel like something was there and all daddy did was confirm, you know, what she was probably already feeling. And then who is it?
Micah and Paul.
So I like Paul. Mm-hmm. I actually really do. I really like Paul. Micah, I don't like her friends.
I was going to say, does her friend love her?
I don't think so. I think her friend is a low-key hater and covers it up as I'm trying to do what's best for you.
Yeah.
But I don't think that girl like her.
I couldn't figure out if she was in love with her.
Listen, it was given frenemy. It was given frenemy.
Or hater, yeah.
I didn't like her. She she definitely has poor choice of friends and her but it seems like she really likes him.
Mm. I don't feel like he does. She does.
I kind of feel like, I feel like she's on the fence, but if I had to choose, I feel like she likes him.
Okay.
I feel like he's more on the fence.
Oh, maybe.
Because didn't he like, so in the beginning, wasn't he questioning his decision? Didn't he want to be with somebody else?
Irina, right?
Not Irina. I thought he wanted to be Amber. Was it Amber?
Oh, just Irina is the one that just came on to him?
Yeah,
then?
I think that he liked, it was Amber. Oh. And so that storyline kind of died out.
Oh, yeah.
But in the beginning, he was like, I'm really questioning if I made the right decision. So I kind of feel like he's more on the fence, but I feel like he won her over, if that makes sense. Yeah, like, I feel like in the beginning, she wasn't so sure. And then after being with him, he won her over. And then he's still on the fence,
On the fence. One of the things that sucks about this is that I think especially in the case potentially of Bliss and Zach as an example, is that you're so far in that sometimes you can trick yourself into believing that you're 100% too far in to come back. And now I just have to wait until either the day to say I don't, or even on that day, I just got to commit. And at some point, I'll have to backtrack. And anyway, so to that point, Paul, especially because his mama didn't met her, and and now the mama and her are texting and calling. So he's like, girl, this is great. What a life we're going to have.
And people, the thing about it is, people perform in front of cameras.
That's true.
And they don't even realize
it. Yeah,
So even when I think back to Love on Stage, season one, person I feel like was performing for the camera. You don't realize it in the moment, but I said something early on, or it actually wasn't early, I said something kind of in the middle ish and I was like, I don't know what it is, y'all, but like something feels off to me. But you don't, but you give people the benefit of the doubt. Think people are, you take people at their word, whatever, and then you realize later, like, this was all an act for you. This was all an act for you. And sometimes that's what happens, I feel like, in the show. You just kind of, you get caught up in the moment. You get caught up in the cameras. You get caught up in the feeling, whatever. You fantasize about this life and maybe it could work. And then once all the cameras are off, you be like, I don't know why I ever thought this was going to work. Yeah. I don't like you at all.
At all.
That's how I feel like about Kwame and old girl. That if he says yes, he should say no.
He should say
Kwame,
no.
Kwame, say no.
Yeah.
But if you say yes, it's not going to last long because he should have said no.
Yeah. I agree. He's going to be miserable and he's going to resent every part of her. Absolutely. He does not
want to be in Seattle. That is like so evident. And so the even when he was talking about you get your family, you can take a break. My break is Portland. What am I going to do? Drive 2 hours? That man is mad.
He
don't want to be there.
I don't have no outlet. I don't have no break from you. I don't have no friends. I can't play soccer.
The other thing, when they went to go try on their outfits and you had to bring a friend and Kwame bought somebody from Love is Blind.
Oh, I missed that.
Girl, when they're trying on their clothes.
Yes. Who did he bring?
Brett had his friends. Marshall had his friends. Kwame had one of the guys from Love is Blind.
Steven Sketchy?
I said, yes.
Oh, Sketchy. Sorry.
I was like, it was a white dude. I was like.
All his friends are white, too.
You have no friends? You have no friends.
He don't have friends in Seattle because he's from Portland.
Nobody could drive in.
It's a quick drive.
Understand.
Seattle to Portland, we did that
why
all the time.
Why you don't have no friends? Where are your friends at? They're all on dating shows.
I saw on the TikTok that his sister ain't his sister. I said, I don't think that's real. I think that might be his sister. But folks on the TikTok be finding the tea. You hear me?
They do.
They be finding the tea.
That's a mess.
You saw it too, right? That it. I don't know who she is. I didn't watch the whole thing because I just said it out loud. But in the moment, I kind of side-eyed it because I was like, why would he bring a fake sister?
That's weird because he's not given the things he should be given.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed weird. Mm. His groomsmen are from Love is Blind. He has no friends.
Where are his friends?
So was his whole entire purpose was to infiltrate the Love is Blind crew so he could be on the show?
It's giving, what's homeboy from the other season with Yoga Girl?
Oh, SK?
It's giving SK.
Yeah, he was here for the, he's another person performing for the cameras.
He was performing for the, he had a whole different life.
He had a whole different life performing for the cameras.
He's Kwame is giving me SK vibes. Scant, like, you guys, this is not authentic. This is not real. This is not who you really.
And you can present so well to the producers, and then once you're in, I wish I could talk to them people. Like, at what point did you realize this wasn't what you thought it was? At what point? Because I know you get an instinct where you're just like, this something right. I don't know what it is, but something right.
Ciao.
Woo. Oh, yeah. Catherine said the way y'all forget these people's names.
Every time.
I be quick.
The thing is, when I usually am bad about names and I just remember you by things, right? The way that you're in my phone is like.
Sure enough.
Soccer game, red hair.
Mine too.
Right? Or like this person's girlfriend, right? Like, so.
We actually have a person in our phone right now that we have the same tag to their name.
I don't know exactly who, but I feel like I could guess.
Because we shared it one time.
Okay. But that's not appropriate to say on this platform, right? Like, I don't want to say things that, because like Kwame would be like bad hair. Like the dude, the black guy with
somebody
bad hair.
Somebody said he always looked like he was laying down. He just got
That man's hair. Girl, somebody said they knew he played soccer before they knew he played soccer because he has a soccer haircut.
He does have
Yes. Bets. Bad soccer hair is Kwame. That is who I would all the way. Tiffany and Brett are like the black couple, the one that's in love. Love them. Micah and Paul, the very forgettable white couple.
Yeah, they are.
Underwhelming. They're together.
They don't have no storyline. They wouldn't make it to season two on a reality show because they don't have.
Those are the vibes.
They have no storyline. And Bliss would make it though because her daddy would be so you
good
married
TV.
You married him?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm absolutely. Finna have all the issues.
Yeah.
I'm finna have all. And you noticed the stepmama was just sitting there eating her food.
Yeah, she was.
That stepmama was like, well,
I'm just gonna sit here, eat my food, mind my business.
I mean, Bliss, you know your daddy, girl.
Yeah, for real.
You know
for
your real. Daddy. All right, anything else?
I think that's it.
Micah's the mean girl with the scientist.
Yep. I would go with that, and I would literally, Zach and Bliss, I would literally be like, he chose her after he chose somebody else. Second choice, girl.
And what about Jackie and Marshall? That man with the pretty eyes.
Man. And the Latina. I would just call her the Latina.
The Latina girl. She's like a dental assistant.
She is. I want so much more for her.
That's the other thing. Okay, Jackie, we're really going to be
call
done.
Us, girl. We want better for you.
I really do, because after learning that her breakdowns were a result of her dad,
yes,
I really was like, oh, okay, I understand. Yes. I was a little confused. I'm not going to lie. I was like, girl, like, are you just overwhelmed? Like, what's happening right. in your world? Like, is his love too much for you to like take in? You didn't know you deserved this. Yes. Oh my God. So to learn that, like, it was about her dad, it was a lot, all of that. Okay, fine. I'm going to give you that, like, grace, you know, whatever. But then to turn around and treat him the way that you did, I know she's posted. She was like, y'all keep thinking I want an abusive man. Like, why would I say that? I don't want that. Nobody wants
an abusive
man. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to be in a mentally, emotionally, or physically abused. No one is like campaigning to be in an abusive relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
But to call the nice man gay, and you want him to man up. I think that's what she told him. Yes. You know, man up.
Or be aggressive. Did she say aggressive?
She may even said aggressive. Like, your wording, though, is giving, you know, I want a rough that can satisfy me. Like, that's what it's...
Yes. A little chaos.
Yeah, it's giving that you like a little
Make
chaos.
Make me want to check your phone or something.
Yes, it's giving that when things are like peaceful and calm and someone just loves you, you become bored.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you need to strike up an argument and like, hey, what you doing?
You don't want
to
like
hit me
because
I'm doing this? You don't want, let me see your phone. Oh, you just going to give it to me?
You ain't going to cheat on me or nothing?
Your phone ain't even locked? Yeah. You going to wake up before I do and make me these pancakes?
Just going to bring me breakfast?
Gay. You definitely gay.
And that's unfortunate because she's going to, well, who knows? Maybe her and Josh will be happily ever after.
Child, she ain't being
but
with Josh
also,
either.
I know. Well,
she didn't want to be with Josh. All right, y'all. So these earrings I got
are
from
so
this. Listen, I saw one of the little fashion girlies that I follow with
Thank
it.
You.
And it looked adorable on her.
I think they look good.
I like big earrings. We know this. My head is short. My hair is short. My head is little. So I like things that'll help like fill out and give me like, you know, presence. These might be a little too big.
No, I think they're great.
They might be a little. But I bought two pair. I bought a gold pair and a silver pair because I'm going to commit. We'll see. But
they're
very
not
light.
Heavy, right?
They're not heavy. They're light. Which y'all know I'm willing to sacrifice my earrings for a cute pair of heavy earrings. That's just my life. But I'll give you guys the website because it's not like it's like an Instagram store.
Oh.
It's not like Nordstrom or, you know what I mean? It's not like that. So I'll have to find it and give it to y'all. I just opened it today. All right. Oh, I saw this. Last thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Marshall is cousins with from The Bachelor. I thought they said Justin from Married at First Sight.
Oh, is he really?
I saw that, but the thing said Justin from Married at First Sight. And I was like,
I didn't know that. I also have never watched The Bachelor.
Me and Becca watched the season with the Black Bachelor, and I see why people are all in.
Really?
Yeah, I totally see why.
It says it really is his cousin.
It really? Let me see what he looks like.
They don't. They're not like giving twins or anything. No, they don't look alike at all. But I mean, that's cool. Whatever. Mm-hmm. No hate or shade to if you want to go on a television show and find your partner.
The thing about it is, regardless, it's a great experience. You learn so much about yourself. And when done right, you can Married at First Sight doesn't have the highest success rate. But for the people that have found their partner, I don't care about your success rate. I found my person.
Yeah.
For Robert and Bria, it doesn't matter the other two couples didn't make it. They found each other. That's really all that matters. For Bliss and Tiffany and Brett.
Yeah.
I don't care what they better make it.
Hopefully. Let me do What the Florida just because I see y'all and everybody sent me this What the Florida and I'm going to read
okay,
it.
Okay, do it.
This one is sad. I don't know the details. So listen, this is sad. I like the funny, crazy Florida ones, but let me read it. Florida man allegedly shoots couple in McDonald's drive-thru because their order was taking too long. I know. A 28-year-old man was arrested on Sunday and charged with two counts of attempted first-degree murder in connection with a shooting outside a McDonald's restaurant in Lakeland. According to the police officers, they responded to reports of a fight between two men outside the McDonald's. When they arrived, they found a minivan in the driveway, in the roadway directly in front of the restaurant. Inside, a woman and a man had been
shot. I know this one is sad. I don't be liking that. It's all, that's terrible. That's why it's like, if you're in the drive-thru and you like slap somebody with a piece of pizza, that one is like, hilarious. You know, but like, this is like sad. Like, I don't know. It doesn't say that these people lost their lives, thankfully, prayerfully, that they didn't. But like, what the heck? Florida?
Florida? Crazy. Yeah, what the Florida?
Yeah.
And you're right, Amani and Woody too. Like, it don't matter. They found their happily ever after.
Amen.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
We'll be back on Friday at...
Are we not going to record next Monday because you're going to be gone?
Correct.
So we're going to watch the reunion and not be able to talk about it?
No. I'm sorry. We are recording on Monday.
Oh, Friday and Monday.
We're recording Friday and Monday.
Girl,
yeah, I don't leave
me.
Till Wednesday. Sorry.
Well, tune in on Friday because we have some special guests.
We do.
I thought we did.
I forgot. He's confirmed.
He will be too.
Okay. So we'll be back on Friday. It'll basically be, here's the thing, The Bald and the Beautiful, and then us. So like, what time are we? 11? So like 9, 10, 11?
On Friday?
Yeah.
I didn't know we had a time. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
What Listen. Time are we, Cam?
It's on the calendar. It's fine. We'll be here on Friday.
Yeah,
apparently
we'll
around 11. With our special guest. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, 11. 9, 10, 11. See the shooting schedule for this week in the okay. Yeah, we'll see it too then. Did you confirm the podcast room too for us?
All right,
y'all. Bye. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. If you have time, because the Married at First Love is Blind episodes come out on Thursday, that we'll watch those final episodes, hopefully, and then come in with that in preparation for the finale that we'll talk about on Monday.
Wait, what?
So on Friday,
yes,
we're going to talk about the episodes that would have released Thursday.
What? There's no episodes released, is there?
Yes, the last three, because we got to see who gets married.
Oh, and then it's a reunion.
And then the reunion is on that Sunday, so we'll talk about that on Monday.
Okay, girl. Bye, y'all.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.